Ken Levine.
Wait, what they do to Ken Levine?
Remember the Spike TV Game Awards where they rush the stage because in their little rooster outfits, and I'm like, who the fuck are you guys?
You know how to hold a grudge, don't you?
It just pissed me off.
Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of June 30th, 2008. That will be the last week of June.
It's the last day of June.
There aren't 31 days in June?
No.
I never know that. How do you figure that out?
The knuckles.
The knuckles?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
You know, your visual clues don't really work very well.
I was pointing at my knuckles everywhere. The knuckle is 31, and in between knuckles is 30, except for February, which is obviously 28.
Obviously.
Or, you know, 30
what
days.
About,
September,
how do you,
April,
how do you
June,
factor in
November.
The leap year?
You just remember those.
That's, well, I, don't
that's
you
February is 29 days.
You don't have like a little song and dance for that?
No, you just divide. If the year's divisible by four, it's a leap year.
We're going to have a great show, everybody. We're going to start off with the news, which, you know, will be obviously be highlighted by Diablo 3.
Woo!
Yes, and all that excitement. Did we say that was a rumor last week, or was the splash page even up yet?
We'll talk about that in the story.
I'm just trying to remember if we even like brought it up yet last week.
We might have.
I don't know. I forget when that splash page debuted. But after that, we're going to go into the Great American Mike Zor's Gaming Quiz.
Actually, if you will note, I decided to call it the Great Canadian Mike Zor's Gaming Quiz.
And for what reason?
No reason, really. I figured, why not?
Okay, the Great Canadian Mike Zor's Gaming Quiz. There is nothing Canadian about either of us.
No, it's not like the other one's particularly American.
You know, now I think about it, is our state a border state? Ohio?
Theoretically, yeah.
Because
we are.
We got that Great Lake.
Yeah, it is a Great Lake.
Eerie.
Yes.
It's not like creepy. It's the Eerie Lake.
Yeah. Anyway.
How do you figure out the all of the Great Lakes?
I don't know.
Is there a little song and dance for that?
I'm sure there is. I don't know.
Isn't it like Super or something like that?
Yeah.
No? Wait, what would you be? What would you be?
Me? What are you talking about?
You. Super. No. Okay. Superior, Eerie.
No, Huron's in there.
Huron?
Yeah. I don't know. Who cares?
All right, news. So we're going to do the Great Canadian Mike Zor's Gaming Quiz, and we're going to... What, do you want to stop the... You said news. Like,
no, I was
going
to go back and recap. Never
news.
Mind.
News. Great American... Yeah. Great Canadian Mike Zor's Gaming Quiz.
Our
Week in Gaming. Weekly releases, first downloadable, then normal, and... Then we're going to talk about
411,
what's been there, we'll dive into the mail barrel, and that'll be the show.
All right.
Okay, God. All right.
Okay.
Okay, news.
Diablo 3. Yes. Blizzard is holding their worldwide invitational in Paris.
Is that still going on?
I believe it's
on?
Wrapped up today or yesterday.
Okay.
But the big news from the event is, yes, Diablo 3 is a-coming. What was previously heard of to be talked about at Blizzard as codename Hydra. This is what that was. Being lead designed by a fellow named Jay Williams, who previously, before working at Blizzard and coming on to do some reportedly WoW stuff, that may have just been a cover, he was one of the lead guys on the Dawn of War games from Relic, which are pretty good RTS games. So yeah, they showed a cinematic trailer followed by a surprisingly complete-looking 20-minute gameplay demonstration.
Yeah, that was the meat of it.
And so yeah, it started off with the barbarian returning from Diablo 1 or Diablo 2 rather.
Very similar. He looks like he has a lot of his skills from Diablo 2
intact. Yeah, he's still got like whirlwind and you know, right. He's dual
and
wielding.
And it's good to see that this game still looks like Diablo. It's
yes.
Still isometric. It's all 3D now.
It looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like they're using Havoc physics for cloth simulation and just like, you know, when you kill enemies. The kind of cool thing they did to show it off in the beginning. As the barbarian was fighting off the first little horde of enemies, he worked his way into this little narrow bridge. And just as he was mastering these little creepy crawly things that are coming at him, you'd see them all just flying off the bridge and everything. And it was really, really cool looking. So yeah, isometric view. It's an original 3D engine that they say they don't have exact system specs yet, but they expect it to be very scalable. Randomly generated environments, along with what they're calling randomly generated adventures. Basically, in addition to keeping, you know, the layout of everything different every time, they're going to randomly drop in kind of little mini quests, like a caravan that may need escorting or...
That'll be interesting to see that.
Yeah,
that
so
works.
It's just, again, adding that replayability that Diablo's had, improving upon it. What are the other big features of the game?
There's kind of that hotkey bar.
Yeah, they where the potion bar used to be is a hotkey bar, so you can have access to more skills at once. And instead of potions, although they didn't say potions are completely out of the game, but enemies are going to drop red orbs that when you click them restore a portion of your health. And also, when you're playing multiplayer, if one person touches one, it heals everybody.
Okay.
They really just wanted to keep the pace of combat going. In fact, they even said they considered using a Halo-style recharge system, but it had an undesired effect where people ran from combat to wait for their health to recharge.
Yeah.
They wanted to keep you in the thick of it.
Now, also, they said there's going to be 5 classes.
They said that number is not nailed down for sure.
Okay.
But the other class they did reveal at the event is the Witch Doctor, which seems kind of like a spiritual successor to the Necromancer.
It looks very
necromancer. He summoned pets and... as they showed in the video, we've seen the bone wall and fire wall. This guy had the zombie wall, which was way cool.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Let's see, what else? Deckard Cain makes his return. We saw him in the gameplay video.
Yeah, it seems like he's going to be important to the story. Probably more so than before.
Yeah, and they also, using him, demonstrated the new conversation system in the game, where it actually cuts to some close-up 3D models of whoever you're talking to and your character. Your character has a voice.
It sounds like your avatar is going to be speaking more and stuff like that.
Yes. Also, I should have mentioned the classes. Every class has a male and female variant. So if it is 10 classes, that means all the dialogue had to be done 10 times through, which is kind of interesting when
you
think
about
it. 5
classes and then 2 genders.
Yeah.
So 10. Okay.
Yeah. It's ginormous boss
encounters. Yeah, the bosses are pretty cool.
They're playing a lot more with scale in this game, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the technology
enables that, yeah.
You know, I don't know if they talked about it much, but the inventory looks different.
They haven't nailed down the final size of the inventory yet. They do say they hope to have a much better way of sharing items across your multiple characters.
When he was using the inventory, he was just kind of it was just like little slots. It wasn't like this thing is bigger and takes up this much room, you know?
Yeah, again, that wasn't finalized yet, he was saying.
Okay.
They were redoing BattleNet. There are BattleNet improvements for StarCraft and Diablo 3. They hope to make co-op play a lot easier to accomplish. In fact, I hope that'll be a major focus of the game.
So how about just impressions? Looks great.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
This is like, it couldn't be more perfect than what I wanted from Diablo
3. Oh, yeah.
It's not an MMO. It's not like some Guild Wars kind of thing. It's Diablo.
One thing we didn't really talk about is just how cool you can mess with the environment and how it kind of crumbles.
Yeah, just like you could see him he would do this shockwave attack. As a shockwave is hitting like little pieces of like rampart walls, they'd crumble and fall and everything.
Yeah, even attack some of like the little grunts with them.
Yeah,
like he dropped a wall.
Yeah, he knocked supports out to drop a wall on some zombies.
Yeah. I love Diablo 2. This was always like the Blizzard series I really liked. And I've been saying for so long, there's all these games since Diablo 2 came out 8 years ago. Like this is the next Diablo. And nothing ever really stepped up to the plate there.
No.
Guild Wars.
The closest may have been Titan Quest, and even that was okay. But it's just something about this game. It has a mystique about it that it works. It works so well. Also, it seems like they didn't really talk about this feature, but if it's to be deigned from the trailer, it has kind of a dynamic music system too, where as there's more action on screen, the music really ramps up. And if it does that in game, I am all for that.
I definitely think right between the two classes, I definitely favoring Barbarian. That's what I played in Diablo 2.
Right. I'm hoping the Paladin or something like a Paladin makes their turn. I like that class.
The Witch Hunter class here, and just like with the Necromancer class, it just seems like it's so much more extra work to do the same kind of damage a Barbarian would do.
Yeah.
That's what it always seems like to me.
I understand what you mean. Kind of the appeal of playing a Necromancer in the past was when dial-up was still around. The good thing about him is even if your connection lagged out, all your minions still worked.
Yeah, I guess. Did they say anything about a release date?
No. They,
No.
The traditional Blizzard when it's done.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot more content to be done. It seems like, but yeah, it seems like the technology is pretty much in place, which is, you know, a good sign.
Okay. What else did they do at this Invitational?
Aside from like some Wrath of Lich King stuff,
I heard they like had like a panel for every class.
Yeah. I haven't gotten a chance to read all of them yet. Sure, I plan to.
I'm sure some people really into that.
Yeah, especially when it's your class.
Yeah, you have to listen to some World of Warcraft podcast or all that stuff.
Yeah, and as far as StarCraft II goes, it will not be coming out in 2008.
That's kind of surprising.
It's a bit of a bummer. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of hoping for it this Christmas. I thought that would happen.
I just kind of thought it would. I mean, they announced it, what, about a year ago?
Yeah, it was at the last Worldwide Invitational in Korea.
Oh, that's the same event. They just they changed.
Yeah, it changes venues.
Okay. All right, then. You want to move on to non-Blizzard stuff?
Okay. So first up, we'll get the music game stuff out of the way. The big one being that Rock Band 2 has been announced.
It's Rock Band.
Yeah, not a whole ton known, obviously. There's a big interview up on IGN if you want to go check that, along with a picture of the new guitar, which doesn't look all that different. But the big exciting thing is all Rock Band 1 DLC will be compatible. What they're saying is that to them, there's no such thing as Rock Band 1 DLC and Rock Band 2 DLC. It's just Rock Band DLC.
Right. But for Guitar Hero, they got the same thing, right?
I heard that somewhere, but then I haven't really been able to read anywhere else.
I read that Guitar Hero 3 DLC is compatible.
Okay, well then, good.
But
I don't expect that they'll add drums and vocal to the old DLC.
No, fair enough.
Are
they going to have anything like a music editor, though?
They haven't said.
I think they need one.
Yes. Expect a lot more details at E3, I would say. But they did say like it'll come just the standalone disc and the bundle again. And expect some improvements in the instruments if you buy the new bundle. So it makes me kind of glad I've held off a little bit.
Okay.
The guy who was interviewed, his last name's Teasdale, I'm sorry, I can't remember his first name in the IGN interview, seemed very excited about the set list they have set up for the disc.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah.
It's not like he'd be like, yeah, this is not quite what I was hoping for, but yeah, well, maybe the DLC will make up for it, guys.
But one thing, too, he didn't flat out say it, but he hinted very heavily that they will make it more easier to do a combination singer and player for songs and have it actually represented in game. Like you'll see your guy playing the guitar and singing. And he also said that they're working to streamline the process of having multiple people playing the game and swapping in and out. So you don't have to like keep loading gamer profiles and all that. You see, putting that right by the microphone is just going to make the noise all the more apparent. Okay, Turn your mic off.
Give it a second, guys. I'm getting some nuts. I'm just going to get a big handful of them.
Oh, God.
Well, you talk about freaking Guitar Hero crap, you lose my attention.
Yeah. I should have mentioned this first. It'll be coming September to the Xbox 360 with Wii, PS2, and PS3 to follow later in 2008. And it should be a wireless guitar in the 360 version right off the bat, which is good, too. So that's all I got to say really about that. In other Rock Band news, while the Who's next album will not be coming because some of the master tracks just apparently don't exist anymore, instead they're going to do a kind of best of the Who, which will be coming July 15th. So that'll be something. And finally, the Beatles company, Apple Inc., not that Apple, has actually been in talks with Activision and EA, and so we might finally be getting some Beatles songs in these games. I mean, nothing concrete, but coming. And just a quick note too, Blizzard and Activision have released I Am Murloc as a free DLC song by level 70 Elite Tauren Chieftain.
Aren't they the level 80?
It'll change once Wrath comes out because they were level 60 and then when
I heard they just changed to 80.
Oh, did they?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Cool.
I mean, big news story.
Woo!
Are we done with all that crap?
Yes. There, it's out of the way.
You went with Diablo 3, I'm like, hell's yes, and then I was like, and Rock Band, and I'm just sick of it now.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I just can't even take the draw. I can't even enjoy the games anymore.
Sorry.
You know, I'm just so sick of half of the news stories every day being about Rock Band this or Guitar Hero that. I don't care anymore.
I'm sorry. Okay. So Soul Calibur 4 comes out the end of July. Very excited. One rumor that just came out, Kratos, who I spelled Kartos in my typing here, may end up being a secret character in the PS3 version.
It seems odd to me. I mean, this game's coming out in a month.
This is rumor. And of course, it also begs the question, well, if the PS3 gets Kratos, what does the 360 version get?
Right.
So, again, well, I mean, we'll find out soon enough, I guess. Nintendo of America has finally announced a summer lineup. They apparently forgot about June and July. So we skip right to August 25th with the release of Mario Super Sluggers, which is the baseball game.
Right.
Developed by Namco Bandai. I didn't know that.
Interesting. Well, Square Enix, of all people, made that.
Mario 3-on-3 basketball on the DS. Yeah. September 8th, Mystery Case Files Million Air. Air like the air to the
What throne. Exactly is this?
It's a hidden picture puzzle game, originally a PC game by Big Fish Games. You know, like, hidden in this picture is like a wrench, a boot, a spider web, one of those.
It's where's Waldo.
Yeah, basically. September 29th is the Wario Land Shake It, the side-scrolling Wii game that's coming out that some people are very excited about.
Looks cool.
And also on that day, Kirby Superstar Ultra, a DS remake of the 1996 SNES platforming classic with touch-based minigames added.
One of the best 2D side scorers ever, in my opinion.
I am excited.
I am very excited. I love that game. Very excited. I was
very good.
I've been waiting for the virtual console release. Speaking of that, real quick, I heard that Mario RPG has been showing up on the virtual console list for other places, but just not us yet.
Woo!
So hopefully that'll be coming soon.
Yes, indeed. I would not mind playing.
I was kind of hoping that would be today, but it didn't happen.
No. Okay, so moving on to some PlayStation news. Kaz Hirai has confirmed the Sony Movie Store is coming. Late summer, early fall. So far, Sony Pictures is the only studio on board. But
what?
Yeah, shocking, right? What could be really great for this is if you could these movies can be transferred back and forth from the PS3 to the PSP, which is what I've been saying Microsoft should have been doing with the Zune all along.
I wish that they found a way to kind of put movies onto UMDs so that I could just buy movies at like a local store.
I'm smacking my forehead right now.
I think that'd be
a
big hit for them.
Yeah.
I liked it because you were listening to me very attentively for about 10 seconds.
I was like, oh, you're an idiot. So, yeah. So, Wii Castlevania has finally been revealed. And guess what? It's a 3D fighting game.
You know, I think this is awesome.
No, I think it's great. It just wasn't what I was expecting. Listen,
clearly, they can't make a good 3D Castlevania game.
Yeah, so they may as well, right?
Clearly, all the real ones are just going to be for the platformers. So, hey.
As long as Dracula has a move where he throws a wine glass at somebody, I'm all in.
You know, Alucard versus... Simon Belmont, yeah, I'm good for that. It'll be fun.
Xbox 360 could be getting a price drop. First, there were scans of a Kmart ad, and now there's scans of a Radio Shack ad that show the 20-gigabyte SKU of the Xbox 360 at $300, which
Where's that SKU at right now?
Like, $350.
Okay.
So this would put it $100 below the 40-gig PS3. No word, though, if the Arcade and Elite would also see similar price drops.
You'd imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors now of a 60 gig SKU coming to replace the 20 gig, but if they're doing this price drop, that seems odd.
Yeah. Maybe it's a clearance.
Yeah, it could be. That very well could be. I just want the price of the hard drives to drop. I want the bigger hard drive, but I'm not paying $180 for it. So we'll see. So when SOCOM comes out later this year, it will be bundled with the official PS3 Bluetooth headset, making me wonder what I got with Warhawk when I bought it.
It's a beta.
Yeah. It comes with a little charging cradle. It looks nice. It has a supposedly better battery life than the Warhawk one. So, yeah. We'll have that. Rainbow Six Vegas 2 will be getting some free DLC in July. This is actually pretty good, considering it's free. You got 3 new maps.
I like Murder Town.
Yeah. they've raised the caps on ranks and aces. They have something called the high stakes game setting. It's a more hardcore way to experience multiplayer.
What is hardcore about it?
I don't know. They've got additional match options, including choosing respawn times and team deathmatch, or whether live players can chat with dead teammates or not, stuff like that. And then some bug fixes and balance tweaks.
All right, let's get back to the top news story of 2008.
Yes. The Mega Man 9 saga continues. Ars Technica claims to see in an E3 listing that it is confirmed Mega Man 9 will be coming to Xbox Live Arcade and PSN, as well as WiiWare. If this is true, which I see no reason to believe why it wouldn't be, this would make it the first game to be downloadable on all three platforms.
Right. Interesting. Well, I tell you what, I'm kind of conflicted on what system I want it for.
Xbox.
Well, yeah, clearly I want achievements and stuff, and it'll be HD and everything, but... You know, I think the classic controller might be the way to play it.
That is true. The controller might be better. But then you also get everything like leaderboards and everything too. I think it'd be fun to. That'd be a game that I think I'd enjoy the leaderboards even.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, on the PlayStation 3, this Wednesday, the 2.4 firmware will be released. This is the firmware that includes the trophies, in-game cross-media bar, and limited in-game soundtrack.
Okay. What does that mean, exactly? Limited.
Not every game will support it. And it sounded like the way it was worded in one of the releases I read, it's like it just said it turns down the game volume, like not like just the music, but everything, which would be terrible. But the big hoopla now is trophies will not be retroactive.
Right. That's what I was fearing.
Yeah, the concern being that because of the kind of more open nature of the PS3, it's very easy to just download save files and put them on your system.
Which I can understand.
Yes, but I mean, again, they don't mean anything. Well, so who cares?
I don't know.
If you really want to cheat to get your PlayStation trophies, I guess you can.
I'm just more concerned that it's not like with Xbox achievements and that every game has to have them.
Oh, they're not required.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm sure at least
they have a list of games that are going to have it right away. So,
yeah,
I mean,
well, I mean, at least like with cross-platform development, if they have the Xbox achievements, they'll just translate them to trophies. They're not worth points though; they're being tiered as bronze, silver, and gold trophies.
Maybe they will be for something in home. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
That's the thing though. No one knows. Sony's strategy with this is so vague. Like this, obviously, was supposed to come with home. But because home is taking so long, they had to do something, you know?
Yeah, true.
All right. We'll get some kind of gamer card with it, too, that'll display your you get like a... You level up the more trophies you get.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it works. All that right. comes out Wednesday, so I'll be able to check it out.
Okay.
And, so yeah, there you go.
It's a pretty good update, though, for the PS3.
Yeah, it's good to finally get the in-game cross-media bar will let you send messages, see who's online. I won't say what game they're playing.
This is a lot like the let's make things more like Xbox Live.
Yeah,
firmware
but
update, isn't
but
it?
But it's not even matching Xbox Live yet. It's kind of the troublesome thing.
Well, it's a step.
Yes, it is. It's
all
just,
right.
Well, whatever.
Why don't we?
Time for the quiz.
Yeah, that's a long news segment. Okay, let's do it then.
Okay, don't look at these.
Oh, don't look at anything?
No, you never let me look at anything.
True. Okay.
Okay, we've got some word association. Name the game from these three
Wait,
hints.
What? You call that an intro? Come on, man.
Now time for the great Canadian Mike Zor's gaming quiz. All right,
what's going on here, Edge Guy? How many questions we got?
5 questions and a bonus.
And?
If you get 5 points, it switches back to the great American Edge Guy gaming quiz.
All right, I'll get it back for us, everyone.
Let's
Don't
see
worry.
What we can do. Okay, so we got some word association.
I'm nervous. Wait a second.
Oh, calm down. Take a okay. pill. Name the game from these three hints. Sheep. Port. Robber.
What? Okay, a second. Sheep. Oh. Ports. Picturing something here. Sheep. Port.
Port. And robber.
Robber. Like one who steals things?
Yes. That would be what a robber is.
I don't know. I want to say Giant Says Kabuto, but that's not right.
The Settlers of Catan on the Xbox 360.
Oh, God. Dude, that's like... This is
well, I actually thought that was... I was
no,
that,
it's good. It's just I'm mad. Good?
Yeah,
because
okay.
It's like a board game also. It's just not what I was thinking of.
But, you've played it, so it's not like it was completely out there. Okay.
Just mad at myself.
All right. It was a rousing battle, Captain. And it reminds me of a song. Finish the lyrics. This is from Curse of Monkey Island, by the way. Come on, men. We've got to recover that map.
We'll surely be done for if we fall into his trap.
That pirate will be done for when he falls into our trap.
That was pretty close.
I cannot give that to you.
Are you kidding?
It was the wrong subject!
No way! That was so close. AJ, come on! The fact that I can remember that much of it? For crying out loud! When did I play that? When was the last time I played that game? 3 years ago? That was so hard!
But that's long, so iconic!
That's a pretty long... Oh, come on! That is ridiculous. You don't give me your point. Fine. That is ridiculous. That's.
We'll see if that point matters in the end.
That is ridiculous.
Okay. We all are playing guitar games now, but name a song from the original Guitar Freaks. I have the whole set list here.
I just need
one song from
please,
it.
Oh, please, Cutie Pie.
Okay. Good.
I could go on.
I figured that'd be your gimme. Okay. How could a Sega Saturn Game Shark be used to play import games? You should know this, because you imported that Dragon Ball Z game.
Yeah, but I can't remember exactly what there was to it. Did you have to remove the springboard from the C loader?
No.
Okay.
Held down X, Y, and Z on the gamepad
That is pretty ridiculous.
It's hard to come up with these. All right, stuff that sounds easy in my head is hard, and it's hard as easy. Okay, number five. How many and what kind of batteries did the original Game Gear use?
Oh, God, Game Gear. I remember this, though. Six double A's.
Correct.
All right.
You were at two and a half.
Maybe three.
Okay, and your bonus question. What does SCUM stand for?
Oh, I should know this, but I don't.
Do I remember?
Something. Scenario, creator, utility, manager. That's all I got.
Script creation utility for Maniac Mansion.
Right, Maniac Mansion. I forgot that part.
We'll give you a 2.5 out of 5 for this
week.
Fine,
I'll take my 2.5.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go to our week in gaming.
Okay. Choking on my nuts. Oh, grow up.
I'm sorry.
God. Come on.
Oh, come on. How could I not laugh at that?
I'm closing them up.
Okay, good. Put your nuts back in the sack.
Okay, now you're taking it too far.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Too far.
All right, what'd you play this week?
Oh, me? Why don't you start? I got a nut in my mouth right now. Grow up. I didn't even mean anything.
I'm sorry.
I mean, seriously, okay. I'm chewing on it right now. I can't talk.
Okay, here I go. So, I had the misfortune of playing Guitar Hero on Tour. That's pretty harsh. I hate it.
I know you do.
I loathe it.
I thought you told me you hate it. Every time you bring it up, you kind of like... Sort of like,
I really hate it.
Okay. You're trying to like make Moby like, pretty lame, huh? I'm like, yeah, I guess. Okay. I mean, it's Guitar Hero.
Okay, so here's the deal. We all have seen the screenshots. It has that little thing that clips in the DS slot. And I guess if you're 5, this thing might fit in your hand. Unfortunately, I'm not. And this thing is so tiny, and I have to cramp my hand in the most uncomfortable way imaginable to play this stupid thing. My fingers are literally killing by the time I'm done. And I found if I play it without actually strapping it on, if I just kind of hold it, it's more bearable. But it's still, like, it's just uncomfortable. It's not enjoyable to play. It literally hurts.
I'm kind of impressed that they kind of got it to work.
Yeah, I guess so. But then the thing is, too, I mean, just now, okay, the hardware and the discomfort aside, just looking at the set list in this game, the set list is boring. These songs are awful.
They're not awful.
They're boring songs. And they're all too long. They're all repetitious.
I kind of find it... It's more poppy, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of interesting. Well, I mean, maybe some people like that. Ugh. Oh, come on. It's like the freaking Leapy Agents track list was incredibly poppy.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of same songs
that
there.
That worked. I mean, this is Guitar Hero. The way that the series has been going is pretty hard rock. This is not hard rock. This is not what I want from Guitar Hero.
They're taking it back. Well, you have 4 other Guitar Hero games of hard rock.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I question now. The only time Chris is, have you played it much? The only time I see anyone playing it is sitting on the couch in the room where the Xbox with Guitar Hero is.
Well, you do that with every portable game.
Okay, but I really question again, who is this for? I don't foresee a lot of people playing this on the go.
Yeah,
I really don't.
There's one thing I want to bring up real quick. They were able to track what games people are playing on their Wii. Did you see this?
Oh yeah, with the Wii, the Nintendo channel.
You know what? I think the most played or second most played game is Wii Play.
I hate you.
This is proof.
Well, yeah, if everyone has it.
Let's go. Oh, they're playing. It's not like they for For the entire time this box has existed, this game has been on the top 10 song list. I'm like, wow, Wii Play is really popular. And you're like, people just want it for the Wii Remote. They'd get any game if it came for Wii Remote. And people are playing Wii Play.
Because they have it.
I'm right. I win. It's over. Well, because people have it. Here's Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 2 right there. I have it. How much do I play it?
Okay, you're different. You have like 80 million games like scattered about this house. These people have 3 Wii games maybe.
Doesn't mean that I'm wrong.
Okay, you know what? Fine. You're right. If it ends this now, yes, you win the Wii Play.
Statistical facts.
Okay, I just conceded. Stop arguing with me.
I'm just furious.
I want to rag on Guitar Hero some more because another problem I have with the game.
What else do you hate about Guitar Hero?
Well, I'm trying to just strum back and forth on the damn touchscreen to do like 18th notes. It doesn't pick it up at all. I'm hitting it right. I know it. It's just like holding down the green button and go back and forth.
I always drum one direction for me.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm going to break the DS screen when I do that. I mean, it should not be hard to
just
go.
Don't give yourself too much credit.
That should not be hard. It's awful. I hate it. I hate it.
You are way too harsh on Guitar Hero
hate
on tour.
I hate it. It's the least pleasant gaming experience I've ever had since Perfect Dark made me motion sick.
Oh, my God.
It is.
It's fine.
Nothing. A game should not cause me physical discomfort.
Your face shouldn't cause me physical discomfort, but it does.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Great. Okay. What did you play this week?
Well, you didn't play anything else?
Well, we go back and forth, I think.
We do?
Well, we could. Okay, fine. Well, as evident from the quiz, what are you laughing at now?
I don't know. That's really funny.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I hacked my Wii and your Wii.
Don't say that. They'll find out.
Yeah,
I did it against my will.
Yeah,
I just came home like, what's this? Quake on my Wii.
Yes. So, yes, we played Quake, which I think controls better than Metroid Prime 3 does.
That might be a bit of a stretch.
And using ScumVM, I've been playing through The Curse of Monkey Island, which plays magnificently using the Wii Remote.
It does.
And enjoying it immensely.
So what is The Curse of Monkey Island?
It's that ring.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the secret of Monkey Island, huh? You ain't so smart now.
Yeah, it's that the monkey head is actually a giant robot.
But what's Ron Gilbert's secret of Monkey Island?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. But isn't that monkey head also the gateway to hell?
Yeah, or something. I forget. I haven't played one in a while.
It is. You get to get the giant... what do you call the thing you put in your ear?
The Q-tip.
Yeah, you got a giant Q-tip and put it in there.
Yeah, that was like the key. So I played some World of Warcraft this week. I played some more Spore Creature Creator. Excuse me. I think that's kind of it for me this week. I played some Wii Play with my girlfriend and her mom today, too.
Oh, you played Wii Play.
Not Wii Play, damn it. Wii Fit.
I got excited.
Wii Fit.
No one plays Wii Play.
No, we don't.
AJ, people don't play Wii Fit. They're just buying it to get the balance board.
I hate you. Shut up. That's not what I said.
That's what.
Anyway.
Well, they can package.
Yeah, that thing's been getting used. I can see dust forming on your balance board, Mike.
That's just hair, and there's hair everywhere here.
Anyways, I think that's it. So, God, you talking unless I think of something?
Well, all this Mega Man 9 news got me excited, and I kind of wanted to play some of the older Mega Mans. So I went ahead and just got... I found the Anniversary Collection for the PS2 for cheap.
And like, by the way, that's half mine, I've decided.
Wait, why?
Because you bought that with the money Dad gave us to go to lunch, but then we ended up eating
my God.
Pants for lunch anyway.
You're like, what, 25? Get me, okay,
I'm 24, thank you.
When Dad gives us money, some of it isn't automatically yours.
Well, because I drive everywhere, it should at least go back in my gas tank.
Oh, my God.
No, okay, whatever. So how's Mega Man?
I played Mega Man 2.
Yeah?
I like it. I love Mega Man.
Did you beat it yet?
No, because the freaking... You get to like the part where you're at Wily's fortress, and the first boss is that dragon thing.
Mm-hmm.
That first off, you're jumping across these platforms, and no matter what, I guarantee you, the first time you do this, it'll kill you because it'll just appear, and if you touch it, you die. So like, oh, I guess I got to go faster. So then for like 10 times, I tried just jumping across these platforms. I'm always falling.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, you get to the end where you fight him, and that's hard because you're just on these three little platforms. If he shoots you, you are probably gonna fall off and die. But finally, I beat him. I beat the other guys. But, like, after a while, like, you just sit there. You're like, I'm kind of tired of this.
Right. Did you kill Metal Man in one hit with his own weapon
yet? No, I didn't get... That's, like, the next thing I had to do.
So does this...
You always say that's the best. You've never done it.
Yes, I have.
Oh, please.
Oh, don't tell me that. I beat Mega Man 2.
When?
Like when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, right.
Don't tell me I haven't. I know I have.
If you have, that is probably the... No way you did when you were
a kid. I guarantee you I did.
No.
Why would I lie about that?
Because you're a liar.
I am not.
There's no way...
I beat Mega Man 2, Mike.
I don't believe it.
I beat 2, I beat 3. I know that. And I might have beaten 4. I know I didn't beat 5 or 6. And I know I didn't beat 1. I know I beat 2 and 3. Which was the one where Wily turned into an alien? Was it 2 or 3?
That was 2.
Okay, I beat that. Thank you.
Why can't I beat it now?
You just didn't want to admit it.
I was about to give it up. But it's so freaking annoying, man.
Yeah, and I did it. I assume you could just save to the memory card in this one?
Well, I can save, but I think when you lose in one of the Wily levels, when you can just continue.
Hey, but I was writing down those grid passwords on graph paper.
I think now if I load it, it's going to start me back to that freaking dragon level. Damn it! And like part of me is just like, let's go to Mega Man 3 and fight more robot masters. It's easier and you'll be calm, but just... He boils my blood.
I wish you guys could see it right now. He's so mad.
Dang it! You did this when you were freaking 6?
Yep.
Damn it! It's so hard!
It might have taken me all summer.
I don't have the patience. But I'm just sitting
my
there.
My feeble 6-year-old mind didn't know any better.
I'm just shooting these... I'm just trying to refill things. There's no way you could have without game packs.
If you can't beat this, what are you going to do when 9 comes out?
I bet 9 will not be as hard as some of the older Mega games.
I bet.
It will not. Oh my. I beat 8.
That was easy. Jesus. Don't kick me. All right. God. What else did you play then?
I'm furious. I need to calm down.
It's the steroids.
Oh my god. Don't tell people I'm on steroids. First you're telling them you're hacking my Wii. Then you're telling them I'm on steroids. For medicinal purposes, I might add.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. I knew what I played. Oh, Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
It's fun.
Is that all?
God, I don't know. It has a really, really, really good presentation. It really does. I really like how you just walk around, and it's not like the world is inhabited. It's not like with Grand Theft Auto where like the world's inhabited because there's a lot of people walking around. It's like you walk around, and people are like, "Hey, Jade, how's it going?"
And they know you.
Yeah, and they're talking to Paige and stuff. Like, I feel it's cool.
You have a sense of community.
Yeah.
Now you're playing on the PC.
Yeah.
And you had some trouble with gamepads.
Yeah, it doesn't support a gamepad.
Which is really weird.
I had to get something called the X-Padder, which is like this thing that lets you make your own sort of button configurations for the Xbox controller for different games. And I loaded up a profile for Beyond Good and Evil. And it works really well.
That's good.
It runs pretty well. But yeah, like the basic kind of, I don't know, dungeon crawling. But that stuff, you know, it's fine. It works. I really like taking pictures of things.
Mm-hmm.
And getting all of the crystals and stuff like that. The game rewards you for doing all this sort of stuff.
Right.
So, it's a lot of fun. And I got to play more of that because that's a Squadron of Shame thing. Mm-hmm. Another upcoming Squadron of Shame thing is the freaking Okami. Which I'm not thrilled about playing it, honestly. Because I play a little bit of it. There's that demo. I wasn't into it. Maybe I'll like it more. But I just remember the basic battle system just didn't gel with me.
Yeah, well.
Beyond Good and Evil's been fun though. I'll probably have to beat that this week.
That's good.
I played Guitar Hero on tour, but I dare not bring that up again.
Right.
I'm playing a little World of Warcraft. I'm trying to get my guy to 55. You know, that's about it with me. A lot of Mega Man 2. I've been playing a lot of Smash Brothers still.
Oh, right.
I do that. We always.
That's a given.
I do that every week.
Right.
I could talk about that.
Right.
What else? Did you play anything else?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, all right, well, I mean, yeah, we can go ahead and call that a segment then.
All right, downloads.
God, that was the most... I'm kind of still calming down right now.
Well, here, I'll talk about some downloadable titles. Last week on the Wii, we had some WiiWare releases. Gyro Star. I think it's... Let me read this. Gyro Star challenges you...
Is anything like Gyrocopter?
3 additional players to pilot your ships through a series of twisting, turning, techno-plasma tracks while battling a variety of deadly alien foes at ever-increasing speeds.
Now, wait a second. Remember, I got a game for the Genesis. For Easter, I remember.
Gyrocopter.
This is
I don't know if it was gyrocopters, but remember there was, like two little things that float around, and you can hit things in four directions. We had little arms.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh my god, that game's awesome.
Yeah. No one ever talks about it. Oh
yeah, like little spring-loaded arms.
Dang, what was that called?
Oh, if anyone knows, tell us.
I don't know. My information was pretty vague.
No. It was a side-scrolling shmup, and yeah, you had like a little extendo arms that were going all four directions, and it was two-player co-op. Someone needs to remind us what that is, because that game was awesome.
That was fun. Okay.
Okay. So anyway. Virtual console. Alex Kidd and the Miracle World for Sega Master System.
A lot of these Alex Kidd games, huh?
Yeah. And,
is this supposed to be one of the good ones? I mean,
no idea. Burning Fight for the Neo Geo. Another SNK fighting game. There are a lot of those, too.
God, yeah. He's like, man, I gotta get them all.
Yeah. Xbox Live Arcade, we have a game called Ticket to Ride. No clue. And Happy Tree Friends False Alarm, which I heard isn't that great.
Okay.
PlayStation Network had nothing. Surprisingly, the winner this week is GameTap. They have Civilization IV Warlords, which has put me in a predicament because I kind of had decided maybe of getting Civ IV along with the other expansion.
I don't know why you're getting Civ IV when we're getting Civ Revolution next week.
Because a lot of the squad guys played on PC.
They're going
to
play.
Pete wants me to play it too. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, you and your new best friend Pete.
That's right.
Are going to play Civilization IV Warlords together.
That's right. Descent 3. It was released after one of the Descents was last week. I forget which one, but those
probably
were cool
two.
Games. Yes,
and, just a guess.
Then, just for fun, American Deer Hunting is thrown in.
What? There. Oh my god! Is this like the ones in the arcades?
I think so.
I'm so good at those games.
Well, then you should subscribe.
Oh
the
my
game
god! Tab. I love those games.
Yes. So what I'm thinking is, well, like you said, with Civ Rev coming out, I could just spend $10, renew my GameTap subscription for a month, and play Civ 4.
You also play Beyond Good and Evil if you wanted to.
That's true.
Is that still on there?
Yeah, it is. Good
Did
idea.
You beat that?
No, I got a good chunk of the way through the original Xbox version.
Supposedly it's not terribly long.
No. So yeah, there's the downloads.
Normal game releases. We have Guitar Hero Aerosmith for 360, Wii, PS2, PS3.
Chris is playing upstairs right now.
So it came out.
So did they jack the price on these? Because it was $100 I saw on the 360.
I don't remember how much they cost.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't even care anymore. Hell to the Chimp, Xbox 360, PS3, June 2nd.
Whatever.
All right. Dungeon Runners, PC, June 2nd.
This is NCSoft. This is kind of their Diablo-esque kind of sort of MMORPG. And the whole hook of this game is very self-referential humor.
I feel
it knows that it's just a kind of hack and slash loot dropping dungeon crawler.
I kind of feel bad for NCSoft because City of Heroes was the big MMO that came out right before World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
it seemed like it was getting a lot of attention. People were really excited about it. Then World of Warcraft came out, and
Guild Wars does well for them.
That's them too, isn't it? Yeah, so that's probably good. But what about Auto Assault? Not so much.
That died. They have, Tabula Ross is doing okay. Their next big thing is, I don't really know, actually. Lineage 2 does really well for them, too.
Okay. Supreme Ruler 2020.
Or 2020. The sequel to Supreme Ruler 2010.
For PC, June 27th, yeah. So there's that. Fading Shadows or the PSP, June 3rd.
It's a puzzle game. This is one of the awesome box art. There's like some guy with like some like 60s style bling and like white cloak, and he's got like a three-headed Dalmatian.
Interesting. Oh, look at this. Trauma Center Under the Knife 2 for the DS, July 1st.
I'd want to like these games. They're just too hard.
They're hard. Maybe this one tones it down.
I don't know. Oh, Braid is coming out this week.
For a 360. What's Braid?
It's an indie platformer that's supposed to be really cool.
Heroes of Might and Magic Kingdoms for the PC.
Really? I love Might and Magic. A web-based game.
Hmm.
I wonder if it's free.
Probably.
That could be cool.
Journey to the Center of the Earth, DS, June 11th.
Use the unique controls of the Nintendo DS to play as all three main characters from the movie. Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, Brendan Fraser, Mike.
And God's War Online. Fantasy-themed game based on Greek mythology. I don't know. PC. Pirates vs. Ninjas Dodgeball for 360.
This is another Gamecock game, I think.
Resurrection for the PS2.
Futuristic 3D shooter. Oh, never seen those before.
Wonderland Online, PC.
2D adventure MMORPG.
A lot of weird games. The Abbey for the PC.
Point and click adventure game.
Quarry.
In the Middle Ages. Oh, that actually sounds kind of sweet.
Quarry?
K-W-A-R-I.
Maybe the case sound. I mean, it's just Wari.
This online FPS charges players for ammunition. Oh, this is basically Counter-Strike or something like that.
Okay.
No. Wait, actually, no. This is the one It's got, like, you can actually make money playing this game or something. One of those deals.
Really?
Yeah.
You say one of those deals. Like, what else has done that?
That there was that one kind of MMORPG that did it. That I, whose name I forget. Anyway, yeah. Also, I should make mention, it came out on instantaction.com. I don't even know the name of it. It's made by the guys who made Tribes, and it's basically like the next Tribes game, and it's completely free and plays in your browser.
Okay, then.
So go to instantaction.com.
All right. You ready to go to 4-1-1?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start things off with Derek Robbins, the 10th hour, of course. Got top 10 video game villains, which should be exciting, I think.
Did we do this?
No.
Oh, I just read it, and I'm thinking we did it.
Yeah, well, see, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Between you reading something and us talking. Number 10 is Miles Edgeworth from the Ace Attorney franchise.
Woot!
Yeah.
Objection, he's not even really a villain. That's true.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's not really very villainous. But he's actually a hero. He's going to get his own game soon.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he's as far as characters I love, definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
9 is Psycho Mantis.
I love Psycho Mantis,
but I feel like maybe... If you're talking about top 10 bosses, I'd agree. I don't know, just like as a villain, as a character in general. I don't know.
I like them a lot.
He's cool. 8 is Bowser. You know.
Yeah.
7, Robotnik. Now, see, here's the thing. Dr. Robotnik over Bowser?
Old school Robotnik over Bowser.
You can't do that. You gotta, you know.
In general, I know.
You know. I mean, Bowser was only lame in Mario Sunshine.
Very lame.
But he was awesome in Galaxy.
True.
That boss was sweet. 6 is... Galleon. Oh, Galleon.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Lunar Silver Star
Story.
Oh, he's
from Lunar. Okay. Right. Well, I'll take his word for it.
Yes.
5 is Pyramid Head from Silent Hill 2.
Yeah, who's apparently the main... Oh, God. How did Papa Pisha describe him in the squad cast? Kind of like the main symbol of the game.
Yeah, but he's not like the main...
I'm butchering this.
It's weird because he's not like... He's not like the main...
No.
It's weird to describe his role in the game. I'm not sure if villain's the word. It's strange.
Yes.
From what I understand, he's not... I just kind of assumed that he was in, like, the other games a lot, but he's only in Silent Hill 2 a lot.
Yeah.
But there he is. He's very iconic, obviously. 4 is Ganondorf.
I'll buy that.
3, Kefka, my favorite Final Fantasy villain, so I'll go with that. He's by far my favorite Final Fantasy villain, actually. So. 2 is Gygax from Earthbound. Well, he loves Earthbound, doesn't he?
Yes.
So, I'm not surprised. Number 1 is Revolver Ocelot.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I love Revolver Ocelot.
He's probably the best character in Metal Gear.
Yeah, he's always been one of my favorites. Is there anybody you're upset's not in there, maybe? LeChuck, I would have liked.
I would have liked LeChuck.
I'm a big LeChucky fan.
Put LeChuck in there.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot I could say. Diablo would have been cool.
Yeah. Diablo would be good.
I was just looking up and saw Diablo. So, I mean, there's a lot. There's Dracula from Castlevania.
Yeah,
there's a lot. There's been a lot. What?
I'll
tell you what, Mother Brain, maybe.
Yeah, Mother Brain.
Or Bradley. Again, it's like bosses, difference between bosses and villains, confusing. But yeah. It's a good list overall, Derek.
Well done.
And again, thank you for the plug. And I hope you get to listen to the Metal Gear Solid 4 segment we did last week.
Yeah, hey, while we're on that topic, real quick, send us some feedback about what you guys thought of that. If you'd like to see us in the future do like a kind of separate segment at the end of shows where you go really in-depth in a game
mm-hmm.
that we may play that week. We had fun doing it. I
think we... I want to give myself some credit because we, you know, it was smart of us. It was a good way to avoid spoilers.
I've heard
people complaining about podcasts giving away major plot points of Metal Gear Solid 4.
Well, they do. Like, I was listening to One Up Yours today from this past Friday, and yeah, they're just like, they were like talking about, well, I'm trying not to say anything now, but yeah, they were dropping all kinds of stuff that even like people in the podcast who hasn't finished game yet are like, what the fuck, you guys? Like, Garnet like was getting all pissed at Shane.
I like how they put it in the show still, though.
Yeah.
Nice. Jeez. All right.
What else is on 411,
elsewhere,
Mike?
Elsewhere on 411, we have, stuff. Well, John Currie is talking about why UFC or MMA game will succeed. I think there was also an article on why it wouldn't. I don't know if he wrote that one also. The working title by Jordan Williams is doing the casting call. He's doing little fantasy casting for video game movies and that sort of thing.
Cool.
Hall of Shame is a top 10 stupid and craziest thing Zach Thompson's has said or done, part 2.
So, that'd be exciting.
Right. And, you know, a bunch of other stuff to look at there. Pretty good. It was John Currie also did why any UFC or MMA game will fail.
Oh, very good.
So go check out 411.
Yep.
I got news. I got another email from, well, dang it, his name's not Dominic. That's his email address. He told me his real one last time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't remember. So you're Dominic281 to me today. But he was just responding from last week when he asked me for my top 10 favorite games and everything. He said, hey, I really want the Trial Grim Fandango if it is as good as you guys say it is. I wanted to ask you guys about something. I would really like to know if how I can play ROMs. Do you know I can get some information on how I can get to play them? First off, I don't think it's very kosher for us to tell you how to get ROMs, but...
I'm just going to say Google's your friend on this one.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
It's not as hard as it sounds.
And remember we were asking him where... He said that you saying your top 10 favorite games was one of the funniest parts on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of forgot why. He said, about the AJ favorite game list, I remember that you guys somehow started talking about how AJ downloaded a game for Virtual Console before Super Metroid to ask him what his favorite games were. The reason I thought the time AJ talked about his favorite games was so funny is because AJ said Myst 3 was one of his favorites, and then you started flipping out at him. I don't remember what it was, but I thought it was pretty funny.
This is when I downloaded 1080 Snowboarding, which I have to say now I very much regret. I thought it'd be sweet, and I played it for 5 minutes. I was like, this is awesome, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I probably told you. Yeah, I remember flipping out at you because you put Myst 3 on your list.
Myst 3 is so good.
But seriously, when I'm thinking about it now, I can't remember why I was so mad at you about it.
Yeah, why you like Myst 3?
Not really, but I...
You respect it.
I respect it. You must have put it in front of something really good. Maybe... Did you like it better than Half-Life 2 or something ridiculous like that?
No, I don't think so.
I wonder exactly what made me mad, because I'm trying to think now. I don't know. Anyways, he kind of goes through my list I said last week, the one I put together real quick, and he kind of comments. Number one, Grim Fandango. He says he'll try to find it.
Good man.
Two, Super Metroid. He says he loves the game. Three, Smash Brothers Melee Brawl. Absolutely loves the game. My friend and I went through the entire campaign of Brawl on co-op the first day it came out. Both great games.
We've never done that.
No, not really. We didn't really go through Subspace Emissary on co-op. Number four, Metal Gear Solid 3. Fortunately, I've not been able to play this game. Yes, AJ, you're not the only one who plays games late.
Thank you.
Feel better. Half-Life 2. Well, I'll buy the orange box around Christmas thinking... Oh, I bought the orange box around Christmas thinking this would be great. Because everyone says these games are really good and my damn Xbox gets the red ring of death. I've yet to been able to fix it. That sucks.
That is unfortunate. And I will say, though, I mean, the orange box on Xbox 360, pretty good, but I still think that those are really PC games. Just throwing it out there.
The only one I think needs to be played on the PC instead is Team Fortress 2.
Right.
Honestly. Super Mario World was number 6 for me. He said my second favorite Mario game. That's our Galaxy. 7, I put Shadow of the Colossus. He says these Colossus have it would be Colossi, actually. These Colossi have nothing on the grinning Colossus from You Have to Burn the Rope.
Oh, I love You Have to Burn the Rope.
I know what he's talking about. We talked about that.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, it was really funny. Told me to look it up. I'm way ahead of you, Dominic281. I'm pretty savvy with all the internet fads and stuff. 8, Final Fantasy 11. It was 12, actually.
Yeah, I think he meant the right 12.
Yeah. I haven't played it. I never really got into the Final Fantasy series. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
9, Wind Waker, my favorite Zelda game. Unlike some people... I really like the art style. You hear a lot of people now.
Yeah, now everyone I think is starting to be like, oh, yeah. Actually, it was quite nice.
Everyone, a lot of people talk about Wind Waker's their favorite now.
Idiots.
Number 10 is Resident Evil 4, another game I really like. Oh, and I actually quite enjoyed the beginning of the show where you guys sung, You Have to Do the Musical Podcast, it'll be the best show ever. Someday, my friend.
Yeah, well, David Redkey sent an email that says, Mike, you suck at writing questions. Joking.
What? My questions are great. That's why
he
can
said
answer
he was joking. Then yeah. AJ and Mike said, he says, I want the music podcast. If Scrubs can have a musical episode, you can have a musical podcast.
The people demand it.
I hate Scrubs. Well, I don't hate it, but I didn't think it was that good. Okay, David sent me another email, and it kind of goes into some MGS4 spoiler territory.
You actually said it.
I already read it, and then yes, you remind me. Because yeah, you don't think of these things sometimes. I mean, they acknowledge they were spoiling on one
basically,
of yours.
There's a part you sucked at, and David Redkey tried to console you by saying he sucked at it too.
No, he's saying he didn't suck at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and...
I'm sorry for saying you suck, David. Maybe it's just you then.
But listen to last week's MGS4 discussion, and you'll probably figure out what I'm talking about. It involves a boss battle and some broken rules.
They're not broken rules. They're perfectly decent rules.
Whatever you say.
They're just terrible. Okay.
Yep.
That brings us to the end of the show.
Here we are.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to play some Guitar Hero Aerosmith with Crystal Letney.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everyone.
Why do you have a sticker that says, I hurt fat guys on your desk?
Chris put there. I think they have a barbecue place.
Fatguysbarbecue.com.
Yeah.
All right.
He went to that rip cook-off Blue Oyster Cult play there or something. All right, everyone. Exciting. Thank you for listening to the show. You can find our site at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. If you want to contact me, you can email me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
I'm edgeguy711@gmail.com. Should we just make an explodingbarrel@gmail.com and let it all go there?
I don't know.
I might do that.
If you want
but
to.
But don't
do
forget
that for
I
now.
Said it now. It doesn't exist yet. But yeah.
Maybe in the future. And of course, we're on the iTunes Music Store, so be sure to look at that and vote for us. If you wish,
yes.
So choose. We appreciate it. Have a good week, everyone.
Ciao.